This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Daniel asks if online college degrees are as good as university degrees. Now, he kind of goes on a little bit more into his message to me about how his son isn't interested in college, but maybe he could take the classes with him and help him do his work so he gets a degree. Yeah, that's interesting. I was blown away when I heard that you could do college classes online. I heard about it maybe 6 years ago, and I knew there was online degrees. You could get an MBA online and things like that. But I was blown away that people who were attending a university could actually take some classes online. And I think what blew my mind with that is I have probably been in school longer than the average person. Just, I mean, I love school. That, you know, to become a doctor, you're in school for a long time. So between high school, undergrad, medical school, residency, you're always learning. And you're always being watched by professors to make sure you don't cheat on your tests. So when I heard that you could do a class online or take a test online, you could look up the answers. I just never thought that could be possible. That would be a dream come true because I would have to go to school. They would watch you. You couldn't have your purse nearby. You couldn't be having cheat sheets to check your hands, to check your legs, to check all the little hiding places where you could put the answers, so, and you just couldn't cheat, and they have to watch you. It was all about watching you. And then with COVID, you know, online school, parents helping their kids, people looking stuff up. I didn't help my kids cheat. One is, what they're learning is now kind of beyond what I know. I can't do the math that my son is doing. Now, even though I went past Calculus 3 in college, I forgot it all. So I can't do his homework as it is. And I get bored. I'm like, look, I could be working out. You do your own schoolwork. You need to know how to do this on your own. But it's a good question Daniel poses. If you choose not to go to college and you get an online degree, is it worth the same? Well, if the online program, whether through a university or a private college, is giving you an associate's, is giving you a bachelor's, is giving you a master's, they are technically equivalent. For school to give you a bachelor's degree, there's some consistency that has to be between colleges and between universities, so that if somebody has a bachelor's, it's not called, well, it's an online bachelor's, or it's a Western University bachelor's versus Eastern University. If you have a bachelor's, you have a bachelor's degree. If you have a bachelor's of arts, if you have a bachelor's of science, that's a degree. Now, in terms of interviewing with employers, will it matter? You know, I'm old school, so I love the idea of somebody going to the university, taking classes, you know, having to study in the library and going through that whole college process. So I like the experience somebody might have after going through college. Living at home, not really working from home, doing your classes while playing video games. And I'm not saying that's what every online person does, but it could be misinterpreted by some as they might not have the same level of experience or maturity as somebody had to move away from home live on campus, live near the campus, commute, learn how to pay their bills. See, for me, what did I learn in college when I got my bachelor's in biology? I learned biology, but what I really learned in college was how to support myself, how to work multiple part-time jobs to help support my apartment, to help pay for gas in my car and my car expenses. I got a used car that was had no air conditioning. I had to pay the power bill, had to pay the cable bill. I mean, I had to support myself. What I learned in college was dealing with landlords, paying rent, starting a credit history, you know, trying to avoid, you know, assault, you know, navigating the social life in the 90s. That's what I remember learning from college. So could an employer who sees somebody kind of fresh out of school, but they never really left the home, just did it online, could they look a little more negative on that? They could. But from a degree standpoint, if you earned your degree, you earned your degree. Now, people have asked about medical school. Is medical school becoming more online? Well, many students were not forced mandatorily to come to class. So the classes I would teach were mandatory because they were practical. They had to do things in front of us and work with actor patients and, you know, learn how to do physical exams. So that was in person. But a lot of my students have told me that for them, to, you know, their other classes like pathology, biochem, if it wasn't mandatory, they stayed home. And then they would watch a video of the lecture. And many universities out there, they make videos of the lecture. Rather than having a lecturer that you're hiring and sitting there on staff, you know, to doing nothing many times except teaching that one class over and over and over again, they could save money by having the teacher record it. They don't need as many staff. So I'm starting to see many universities do recordings. So if your students are already looking at recordings, many of these degrees that they're getting have already started to hybrid, virtual and home. So my suggestion is if you have a child that wants to get a college degree, great, whatever they need, support them. If you have somebody that's really not hip on going to college, but they do want to get a degree, online then is great. You know, as we talked about, the Gen Zs are a lot more realistic about what a college degree does for you in the job world, so many of them don't see it being very advantageous. But for us older folk, we think it helps to have as much on your CV as possible, and having a degree, I think, does put you in a higher place in line to get a job than somebody who doesn't, in that they'll be in that callback pile. So if a child has a choice, I think going to a school in person is ideal, but if not, online should still be fine.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dolly 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So for years, we've been talking about how we have a doctor shortage. We've had a doctor shortage since I could remember, which is probably why it was very easy for me to get into a residency, for me to then open up my practice, be full of patients. I never had to market. Thank God I never had to struggle. And I was able to see patients and do what I needed to do. And I've been, over the last 6 months, approached by physician assistants and doctors saying, look, do you know who's hiring? And you know, just stick your head out the window. I mean, there's people need doctors. It's all over. You're joking, right? You can't find a job? Get asked again next week. Do you know anybody who's hiring? And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? We have a doctor shortage. That's the problem we had with COVID. Hospitals are overwhelmed. But public officials shut down cities, shut down schools, shut down everything because the hospital systems were overwhelmed. I'm like, build more hospitals, staff with more doctors and nurses. Well, you can't do that because we have a shortage. We have a shortage. Yet, that I'm hearing the opposite now. I'm hearing that there are many people who are medically trained, nurse practitioner, PAs, MD, DO doctors, and they're having trouble finding jobs. What the heck is going on here? So, it's multifaceted, but one thing I think is coming into play is telemedicine. I also think just the COVID crisis and what it did to hospitals has also come into play. So let's look at what happened with the hospitals. So with the hospitals, with COVID, it was all hands on deck. Right? We need everybody working. We will deputize you. President Trump had extended across state lines. If you are a medical provider in one state and you want to go and help somebody else in another state, if you're not licensed in that particular state, but you're licensed in the first, there'll be like a reciprocity. So just, you know, I was seeing patients in New York over the phone. That there weren't enough doctors in New York, so they used me as a doctor licensed in Nevada, and I'm also licensed in multiple other states, but not in New York. But I was seeing patients in New York, which is cool. New York is a cool. But I can't do a New York accent. I can do a Boston accent. I can't do a New York accent, but they were really, really cool. So then, once COVID started to die down, right, and the hospitals were seeing a lot of uninsured, hopefully they got reimbursed from the government. Maybe some of them are still waiting. But remember, hospital medical centers didn't get the bread and butter money from hysterectomies, from gallbladder removals, from many of the elective procedures. So because people were so afraid of COVID and the hospitals were overwhelmed, things that had to be done medically for them but could wait because they were elective, they didn't get done. And many of these surgeries were canceled. So you had many hospitals not bringing in that revenue. Now that COVID has been going down, and there's debate about the fourth wave, which we'll talk about too a little bit later today, many of these hospitals, it's kind of quiet. It's quieter. They're not getting the numbers in. And now add telemedicine onto that. I'm having people call me for things they used to clog the ER for. They're coming to telemedicine, which is fantastic because then it opens up the ER. Yet all those bread and butter cases, do I have pneumonia? Do I not? I have a UTI. Can I get treatment? Telemedicine is taking care of these people over the phone. Now, do I think most UTIs need a urine sample? Yes. Do I think you should properly diagnose pneumonia in person so somebody could listen to the lungs? But there are many doctors out there saying, if you think you have pneumonia, I'm going to give you an antibiotic and then make sure you see a doctor when you can. And obviously, so if these patients can't get into the hospital and get seen, at least they could get care over the phone. But now those patients that were going to get a pneumonia check up or their chest pain evaluated or their headache evaluated or their blood pressure rechecked, they're not going to the hospitals. So all that volume is dropped. So when doctors who were working during the pandemic were told, okay, we don't need you anymore, thank you. Now they're like, okay, well, where do I go? So they're looking for work, and this hospital's like, we're kind of quiet. There's not much going on. So we don't have any extra room. You won't really be doing much over here. And, yes, there are busy hospitals. We are going to probably see another wave of COVID. But that's why I'm getting called. That's why you're hearing people reach out going, where can I work? Now, the other thing that also changed was I had practice, little neighborhood family style practice that I had for years. And then with the changes of the ACA, Lord have mercy, and all the other things that happened, for me, I left and I went to teach and I did more media and I did telemedicine. But a lot of doctors who had their own practice realized having your own practice is very challenging. And it's almost irrelevant in this medical landscape now if the ACA still has people with high deductibles and people aren't paying their bills because they can't and the insurance isn't paying because the patient has high deductibles. So a lot of people that had regular family practices or internal medicine practices, they left those going, well, I can't keep the doors open. I'm not getting paid. And so they're looking for jobs. And if many of their patients are going to telemedicine, and seeing doctors who are also licensed in Wisconsin or licensed in other states, these doctors that are local are losing their population base. So we have medical providers that aren't as busy. Physician assistants would work in doctor's offices alongside doctors and be helping with a lot of the volume. Well, if we don't have volume, why are people then hiring them PAs? So there's PAs that are looking for work. Meanwhile, we're going to have a bunch of new medical schools open up, which I'm excited about. I love when I see medical schools open up because we've had a shortage this whole time. But this last match, I think there were a few thousand people who graduated medical school and they couldn't find a residency spot. I need to double check what the latest numbers are, but the residencies are full. And I'm like, well, if you're short on doctors, expand your residency program numbers. Hospitals lost money. So when hospitals lose money and they're not able to recoup the revenue for a while, you have a lot of displaced people. Now, I worry about that because young people listen to all this. Being a doctor or PA or nurse practitioner guarantees you work. People always need doctors. We've never seen an industry that, such as medicine, ever be short on a "we're hiring" sort of signage. I mean, doctors, medical providers, there's always people that will need them. Robots are going to have a very tough time competing. But computers did compete with doctors. So me being licensed in multiple states, I'm able to help a lot more people than I was able to do just in my practice alone. I could see more patients online. And now they have access to doctors in other states. You think that's not going to happen now for somebody in a foreign country? There's already telemedicine services where you don't even talk to an American doctor. You speak to somebody in a foreign country. And then they help manage your care. And I don't know how they'll do a prescription, because I think there's still prescription laws where you have to be licensed in order to write a prescription. But people are seeking care, and there's these companies that will employ X number of providers, and they will handle all the patients. So, yes, I think we might be temporarily going into a glut. There's PA schools. There's nurse practitioner schools. Now the big thing is training more, training more, training more. But I'm hearing some of these people don't have jobs. What does an unemployed doctor do? You can't just open up in a mall. I mean, I guess you could open up your private practice, but insurance companies control that. The insurance companies say, look, you know, we're going to decide if you get a job or not. You know, we're going to decide if you're going to be on our plan or not. And if they're like, we have too many doctors, you can't get on the insurance plan, so all you can do is see people for cash. So it's, or be hired by somebody. So we thought all these doctors were going to retire. Well, a lot of doctors came out of retirement. Plus, a lot of people who thought they could retire have told me they can't. They don't have the money. They need to still work. So if you thought the retail industry was hit hard, if you thought the entertainment industry was hit hard, sports industry, it looks like the medical industry was not immune. With everything going on with COVID, the medical industry is still having financial issues. And if hospitals don't get reimbursed for all the COVID work they did on uninsured, if people aren't paying their bills, if people can't pay their bills, then these hospitals are going to have a tough time staying open. If the hospitals aren't staying open, again, that's not a place then that people can work. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The border is not secure.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey speaking there on Fox News. Ducey saying he recently spoke with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who he said he believes doesn't understand the migrant situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Secretary Mayorkas and I had a conversation. I really felt at the end of the conversation that he was divorced by reality. He tried to sign off by saying to me, the border is secure. And I pushed back and said, Mr. Secretary, that type of communication will ring with complete inauthenticity in the state of Arizona.
Google did not infringe Oracle's copyright when it used that company's programming code in the Android cell phone operating system. The Supreme Court ruled Monday, overturning a lower court ruling that favored Oracle. You're listening to USA Radio News. A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them. The second week of witness testimony is underway in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. The doctor who pronounced Floyd dead and the Minneapolis police chief are expected to take the stand this week. In a pretrial motion hearing, Judge Peter Cahill issued a split ruling allowing another part of Chauvin's body-worn camera to be shown to the jury. Chauvin facing three charges, including second-degree murder in Floyd's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Morton asks, why hasn't Dr. Fauci or Biden or Kamala Harris gone to the border wall? So I thought this was interesting when somebody asked me, should Dr. Fauci, yes, Dr. Fauci, go to the border wall and look at the migrant crisis? And at first I was saying, no, I mean, he's got things to do. He's not really involved in that. I don't know exactly what role he has in terms of advising Biden beyond COVID. But I see the arguments people are making in terms of Dr. Fauci's advice and guidance on masks and, you know, lockdowns and social distancing and all that, when we aren't really having those same recommendations or guidances or behaviors enforced on the border. So I believe that's why some people are saying get Dr. Fauci down there so they can, it's more to have him check some of the advice he's been giving. He did give us some good news today. He says the U.S. will not require passengers who've had their COVID-19 vaccines to use vaccine passports. That has been making people very, very nervous that if they didn't get a vaccine or they had a side effect or they weren't allowed to get a vaccine or they couldn't or they didn't want to, they wouldn't be able to have the liberty of flying. However, there could be restaurants, travel, schools that will enforce it. So I don't know if the Biden administration would have to say, look, guys, we don't want anybody doing the passports. To me, it looked like last week the Biden administration just kind of punted it to the airlines and the private sector saying, look, we're not going to get involved. We're not going to mandate passports. If the airline industry wants to do it, we'll leave it to them. But Fauci says it's not going to happen in terms of domestic travel. And he says it's not going to be mandated by the federal government. Okay, so that was some good news. And we got Fauci has his work cut out for him. But I do understand the frustration people have with what's happening with the migrants coming. And we are holding tens of thousands of children. We are not able to social distance them. We're not able to find them homes. I'm still very confused by the mom in New York whose children were dumped over the border wall. I thought the kids were 2 and 4. One source said the kids were 3 and 5. But they're going to reunite them with the mom in New York. Again, I'm confused as to what happened. Were the kids abducted? And then somebody freed them and are getting them back to mom? Or was mom traveling with them and they got separated? So she ended up being able to at least get into America and then ask authorities to help find the kids? I don't know. But from what I understand, the kids that were found, it was because somebody was watching the wall. There was surveillance on the wall. And they saw smugglers dump 2 children and a bag that had their passports and the mom's number. So I'm still confused as to what's happening, especially when you have kids that are unaccompanied with adults. You know, I'm hearing rumbling from people going, you know, what's wrong with the parents? Why would the parents do that? I think there might be something else going on. As a mom, I could never be separated from my kids. I do understand during Holocaust times, and during war times, people would give their babies away to non-Jewish people, such that if they thought they were going to be killed. At first nobody knew what was happening with the concentration camps, but then word got out, rumors spread. So people would give their children away to other people that were not Jewish to hide them and to allow them to grow up in a non-Jewish family so that they wouldn't be killed during the Holocaust. But is that what's happening now in Mexico and, you know, other countries in Central America? Is that what's happening where parents are like, go, flee. We'll stay behind. Just go make yourself a life. I mean, because we have thousands upon thousands. Isn't that some of these children are being abducted and used as decoys? So if children are flooding the border, it allows the cartels to have a lot more easy access on parts of the border that are thinned out from Border Patrol. So it's there. I think whenever something doesn't sound right, it's not right. Something isn't right. I also don't understand the Biden T-shirts. You know, that almost looks like a setup also. And I'm not here to blame Biden or Trump, but and get political on this. But a bunch of migrants, I guess, came wearing Biden T-shirts. That just has that same awe or aura of really what, just like when you would hear somebody like Jesse Small, one from Empire. Just like it didn't make any sense where somebody's beating up on somebody and they're wearing a MAGA hat and they're saying pro-Trump rhetoric. You start to go, okay, wait a second. Did that really, really happen? Were they really wearing a MAGA hat and talking about Trump? When you get into a fight with somebody, you're usually calling that person names. You wouldn't sit there and bring up a president. Well, Abraham Lincoln is that. I just don't see that during fights. Now, it could be that as the migrants were coming, there were people there that had shirts from Biden, and they wanted, you know, people to be clothed, and they said, this is a good marketing, you know, marketing issue. We're going to give them a shirt, and that shirt will have Biden's name on it, so now they'll think Biden, maybe for re-election. But, we know what happened. The very strict, rigid wall enforcement was loosened with the new administration, so people are coming. But we have all these pushes and all these recommendations to guys. Don't open up yet. Keep your restaurant at 25% capacity. In fact, I was at a restaurant in California. This was, I believe, was it yesterday or the day before? And it said, do not mingle or speak to other customers. They actually have a rule for me not to speak to other customers because they're afraid of COVID. Yet, at the border, everybody's standing in line, and I don't understand that. There has to be some consistency. If you're really, really worried about COVID to the point that you're not allowed to speak to somebody at another table in a restaurant, you're not supposed to mingle, do you think, I mean, if COVID is to that highly contagious degree, then don't you think we should be doing a better job at social distancing and masking and testing people coming to the border? It's a very inconsistent. Very inconsistent. Think for the month of March, 170,000 migrants were taken into custody. 170,000. That number is up. And we still don't have a plan. You know, that was the problem. I know I throw a lot of shade on the American or the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, because it was something that was made and passed, not even read. Was it Pelosi who said, well, let's pass it first and then we can read it? There's going to be ramifications. And the ramifications are deductibles went up. Doctors left. They weren't getting paid. They couldn't keep their doors open. Patients weren't able to pay. It was a cluster. And same thing with this. You could say, we are going to open the borders. You know, that, a lot of people in politics will do that. Or we're going to repeal or replace Obamacare. Or we're going to do this. We hear it from both sides. Politicians will say something. They'll say, we're going to take away guns. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And everyone's like, yay, yay, yay. But then when the logistics come into play, they're like, oh, okay, wait a second. Oh, we have an issue. So they don't have a plan on where these migrants should go. They're asking families to take kids. They're asking, you know, and not only do we have COVID, we have tuberculosis. There are other diseases that could be coming in. But apparently they're overwhelmed. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating.
That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in medicine, many times we play Monday morning quarterback, where you look back at what happened and you go, you see the play, you see that should have been, you know, ball should have gone there. Same thing with medicine. You see how we should have approached the virus. You see how we should have maybe restricted travel, or do you see how the variant came across? And so we play Monday morning quarterback after the pandemic or after the epidemic or the cluster of cases, and we recreate what happened, we redraw it out, and then we see where things went wrong. And I'm wondering if what we need to do is play Monday morning quarterback maybe Friday, the night before, or the Saturday night before the game. I think we need to approach how this quote-unquote fourth wave is happening a little different than we have. And it's beyond vaccines, it's beyond masks, it's beyond social distancing. I think there are patterns. And in medicine and in microbiology, maybe things are unpredictable, but sometimes there are patterns. If you know what a virus is, if you know how viruses like to create, if you understand what their mutations are doing, I don't think you have to wait till Monday morning. I think you could figure out what's happening next and where we're going to go next just based on piecing all this together and seeing if there's a common thread. So with, you're going to see a couple different headlines today. One said we're going into a fourth wave. One said, no, we're not going to go into a fourth wave. We're good. So people are, right? So obviously this is a problem. We almost have too much information. I mean, we have, you can find a headline going back and forth. I try to look up a headline on coffee being good for you, and then I pull up headlines saying coffee isn't, and then another headline saying it's good, another one it isn't. There are just so many headlines out there that it's a little ridiculous. Personally, yes, I think there is going to be a fourth wave. So the other doctor or specialist who said there wasn't was kind of basing it on we're getting our vaccine rollout done pretty quickly. We're about 18% of the country vaccinated, which is pretty darn good for being a few months into it. I don't know if it's enough. And the reason why I don't know if it's enough, and I'm kind of agreeing with the public experts that are thinking about this fourth wave and look at the fourth wave, is we have a double variant, they call it, that came from India. Now, remember I told you guys we're seeing a lot of cases in India, Italy, Poland. If you look at the graph of global COVID cases, it's spiking. It's already there. Globally, they're really grappling with more COVID. We've been fairly lucky because we've been kind of staving it off. Our hospital admissions are still in the 87, the serious condition column and world of meters is still kind of hovering in the 8,700. I don't know what the exact number is. This is one site. Different sites have different numbers. Maybe it bumped up a little bit from last week, but it's not going down. But it's not spiking. It's kind of staying in a lull, which some worry is the eye of the hurricane or the calm before the storm. So there's a double mutant variant that has been significant for much of the spikes we're seeing in India. And it has a couple mutations. I think it's the L. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can pull this up. I apologize about it. Get on my readers. Yeah, I have to look stuff up. I don't have the stuff memorized. Hey, if Joe Biden could pull out his card and read, like, the numbers, I could pull out my glasses. So the variant is the L452R and the E484Q. Now, we've talked about these variants. Both of these mutations are different. They've been on different viruses, and they've allowed the viruses to latch onto the cell easier. So it's easier to transmit to each other. That's why we think these variants, like the UK B117, like the P1 Brazilian variant, like the one in South Africa, we think that the reason why these are more contagious is they have one or the other of the mutation. Well, this double variant has both mutations. I think it's the first one seen. It was identified in India, and now it's been, we have one case in the U.S. in Northern California, near San Francisco, that had this double mutation variant. So what does that mean? Well, it means that these viruses, maybe some are mutating to be weaker and dying off, but some are mutating to be stronger. They are using science. They are figuring out how to get to us, and they're figuring out how to get around our masks, our little thin masks that keep breaking and falling off. And, you know, the virus is trying to be smart. It's going to live. It wants to live. This virus wants to be around. Not sure why. I don't think there's a lot of fun for the virus right now, especially with all the new medicines that are going to be coming out, especially one that looks like feces. But, you know, a virus wants to live. So how does something like this happen? Well, whenever I see a double variant or there's something with multiple mutations, to me that means there was enough of an epidemic or there was enough of an infection for the virus to need to replicate rapidly and to have ample opportunities and hosts to replicate. And sometimes you could get infected with two different strains at the same time so that when the cell is replicating a virus, it's like two decks of cards that all fell down on the ground and you're putting them together, that cell will then just replicate the two viruses, make, and then possibly do a recombination event with the DNA and just have one. So that's why this variant, this, they call it an India double variant, even though we've now seen in the U.S., can exist. So is it going to outsmart our vaccines? What's it going to do? So the reason I brought up Money Ready Quarterback is we're kind of watching a replay of 2020 right now. I don't know if you've noticed. India or Italy has a bunch of cases, has to go on lockdown. France has to go on lockdown. We see all these cases. The UK had to do some additional lockdowns. There's spikes in multiple countries. And here we are, not going down. We're kind of staying the same in terms of we still have deaths, we still have hospitalizations. And so I almost feel like we're going to see a replay, right, or an encore of what happened last year. So what did we do last year to stave off cases? Well, we locked down the borders, we slowed down travel, we asked people to work from home, we did lockdowns, which I'm not a fan of. I'm not a fan of that because while we were locked down, we still had waves. But I think we did limit and contain as much as we could when we did try to avoid outside factors coming in. Well, you can't. We can't stop all travel from international countries because we have family from international countries. I mean, we're a very vibrant, mixed group of individuals that have relatives from all over. But maybe we do need to look at how we're approaching travel and things coming from other countries into us. I don't know exactly what the answer would be because I think this is a virus that man, human, can't completely fight and combat. I think nature wants to win on this one, and we're going to have to figure out how to live with it. But these mutant strains, you know, they're happening while we're all vaccinating with older versions or viruses based on older versions. And so we're doing the best we can. We're doing everything we're supposed to. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, everybody's coming up with new vaccines. They're coming up with new variants and all that. But I'm wondering if what we need to do is just think a little bit outside the box. To replicate what we did last year, some will swear it worked. Others will say it didn't work. Maybe we need to just, right, like I said, play Monday morning quarterback early. Maybe we need to figure something else out that is a little different. And the reason why I say that is because this virus is growing mutations based on our predictability. If the virus is laughing at our masks and the virus is laughing at our lockdowns and the virus is laughing that we're, you know, sitting home watching Netflix, then maybe we need to shake things up a little bit. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.